Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the late 1950s and 1960s music of a longtime trumpeter who's undergone several stylistic changes throughout his career. It's Donald Byrd, the Hard Bop Years, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. trumpeter Donald Byrd, along with baritone saxophonist Pepper Adams, doing Byrd's composition Devil Whip from the 1959 Blue Note album Byrd in Hand, accompanied by Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Walter Davis on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. We're featuring the music of trumpeter Donald Byrd on this edition of Nightlights, recordings that he made from the late 1950s to the late 1960s when he was playing in hard bop settings with saxophonists such as Pepper Adams, Jackie McLean, and Sonny Red, and making dozens of records as both a sideman and a leader, working with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, Horace Silver, John Coltrane, and Gigi Grice, with whom Byrd co-led the Jazz Lab. Jazz writer Bob Blumenthal has written that Donald Byrd was the right trumpeter at the right time when he arrived in New York at the age of 22 in 1955. His well-honed talent, deep musical knowledge, and dependability made him one of the busiest trumpeters in the golden age of hard bop. Byrd was born December 9, 1932 in Detroit, the son of a minister who was also a musician and a student of black history. He rose up through his city's thriving mid-20th century jazz scene, served in the military during the early 1950s, and earned the first of several college degrees before lighting up the hard bop world of mid-50s Manhattan. In the wake of trumpet great Clifford Brown's tragic premature death in a car accident in 1956, Byrd was considered by some to be Brown's successor, and Brown was an early influence on Byrd's sound, just as Miles Davis would shadow Byrd's approach in the 1960s and early 70s. We'll start off with two late 1950s recordings that showcase Byrd with both the Jazz Lab and frequent partner Jackie McLean. Here's Donald Byrd with Gigi Grice performing Satellite on Nightlights. Thank you. Trumpeter Donald Byrd and alto saxophonist Jackie McLean performing Greasy from McLean's 1959 Blue Note album New Soil, accompanied by composer Walter Davis Jr. on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Pete LaRocca on drums. For that, Byrd and alto saxophonist Gigi Grice's The Jazz Lab performing Satellite with Wynton Kelly on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and Art Taylor on drums from the 1957 album Modern Jazz Perspective. Along with the Jazz Lab, the most significant group that Donald Byrd led or co-led in his hard bop years was with baritone saxophonist Pepper Adams. Adams was white, and he once joked that he and Byrd had met during a race riot. They actually encountered each other on Detroit's busy post-World War II jazz scene, and Adams arrived in New York City not long after Byrd. Their partnership on record began in 1958 with the live Riverside album, but is most extensively documented on Blue Note, the label that Byrd began to record for in 1959. Their trumpet, baritone, sax front line was crisp and fluent, yet full of musical solidity, each musician coming into his own on his respective instrument. As Bob Blumenthal notes, Byrd's sound had grown fuller and warmer, and his technical agility was tempered with a lyricism that would only continue to grow. Here's Donald Byrd along with Pepper Adams doing Byrd's composition, Here Am I, on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Donald Byrd and baritone saxophonist Pepper Adams performing Byrd's composition Here Am I from the 1959 Blue Note album Byrd in Hand, backed by Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, Walter Davis on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. We'll have more music from Donald Byrd in just a few moments. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, located on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Donald Byrd, The Hard Bop Years on Nightlights. Playing music that trumpeter Donald Byrd recorded from the late 1950s through the late 1960s on this edition of Nightlights. Part of Byrd's jazz legacy can be found in education, with the trumpeter both teaching throughout his career and seemingly embodying the concept of lifelong learning. He studied composition in Europe in the early 1960s and earned a law degree in the 1970s. In 1961, he penned a lengthy article for Downbeat, full of specific advice for young trumpeters, what he called the physiological and psychological considerations that he felt were being given short shrift when it came to playing and instructing trumpet. While Byrd pursued his educational activities, he continued to lead groups and perform. In 1961, he helped introduce a striking new talent to the jazz world, pianist Herbie Hancock. Hancock had just quit his job at the post office and was freelancing when he landed a gig with Byrd and Pepper Adams' band, filling in for Duke Pearson. They liked him so much that they ended up keeping him on full-time in the piano chair. We'll hear Hancock now along with Byrd and Adams doing Duke Pearson's Chant on Nightlights. Herbie Hancock's arrangement of Secret Love from Donald Byrd's 1967 Blue Note album Slow Drag, with Sonny Red on alto sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Walter Booker on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Before that, Byrd and Pepper Adams performing Duke Pearson's Chant from the album of the same name, recorded in 1961 but not released until 1979, with Herbie Hancock making his second ever studio appearance on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Teddy Robinson on drums. Although Donald Byrd won wide respect among jazz fans and his fellow musicians for its work of the 1950s and 60s, jazz writers sometimes observed a tendency on his part to try too hard for a certain sound. In 1969, Larry Cart wrote, "The first Donald Byrd was a clear-tone trumpeter with a gift for light and graceful playing on the chords. In succeeding years, he used fewer notes, a brassier tone, and attempted to assimilate more blues feeling. But these were changes of costume rather than changes of the heart. The Yves Saint Laurent of this search for a style was Miles Davis, since Byrd has listened closely to him right up to the present." And indeed, Byrd would follow in the footsteps of Davis throughout the late 1960s and early 1970s, pursuing the path of electric jazz and incorporating pop-funk sounds into his albums, resulting in a massive commercial hit with the 1972 LP Blackbird. The records Byrd made in subsequent years, produced by the Mazel Brothers, are generally regarded by critics as subpar, although they have often been sampled by acid jazz and hip-hop artists. In the late 1980s, Byrd returned to a hard-bop approach that's reflected most by the LPs he made in the late 1950s and 1960s. He also studied law and continued to teach. We'll close with music from a 1967 reunion of Byrd's musical partnership with Pepper Adams, two tracks which also include Sonny Red and a young Chick Corea on piano. Here they are doing Corea's Chico-san on Nightlights. Thank you. We close with Donald Byrd performing his composition Early Sunday Morning from the Blue Note album The Creeper. Byrd accompanied by Sonny Red on alto sax, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, Chick Corea on piano, Miroslav Vitos on bass, and Mickey Roker on drums. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights, produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.